We in the US are so obsessed with the idea of the self-made man because we've been told since day one that you can't trust the government. And by that, I mean the English government. I grew up learning like, hey, King George was a tyrant and he wanted to oppress you and he's ripping you off. And we as Americans here in the colonies and then in our country were fighting for freedom, particularly freedom from taxes, freedom from having the government take your money. And so that's built into the bedrock of the United States. And the idea of the self-made man is literally codified in the founding documents, despite the actual truths of the matter, right? Like we have the English colonists showing up and being like, oh my gosh, look at this empty continent where we can just do whatever we want. In point of fact, there are Indigenous Americans already living here and we stole the land from them. So there's a rewriting of actual history with this whitewashed, oh my gosh, individual. Individual actions carry the most amount of power. And we see that repeated through American mythology and through American history. So we go from the Revolutionary War hero to the cowboy of the West, right? Who lives on their own and is out there and, you know, their best friend is their horse and they don't owe anyone anything. The reality is that actually most of the cowboys were Mexicans and Black, and horses aren't even native to the United States. Like they were imported by the Spanish. So that mythology is 100% false.